What if a corporation could predict your pregnancy before you told a soul? In 2002, Target's data scientists built a predictive model so eerily accurate that it sent maternity coupons to a teenage girl whose father was furious until he discovered his daughter actually was pregnant. This isn't science fiction. It's the reality of big data, a force reshaping everything from presidential campaigns to your morning commute. We're generating more information every 2 days than humanity created from the dawn of civilization through 2003. This isn't just a technological shift, it's a fundamental transformation in how we understand the world. And whether you realize it or not, you're already living in it. The data revolution began quietly in the mid-1970s with VisiCalc, the first spreadsheet program. By the mid-1980s, enterprise systems managed structured data in neat rows and columns. Then came 2005 and Web 2.0. Data didn't just grow, it detonated. Walmart's databases ballooned from 100 terabytes to 2.5 petabytes between 2005 and 2011. But unstructured data, messy information from social media, reviews, and videos, grew 10 to 50 times faster. Today, over 80% of organizational information is unstructured. When you upload a photo to social media, you're creating rich metadata, timestamps, file sizes, GPS coordinates. This data about data enables powerful connections. Yet most organizations analyze new data types with old tools, like browsing the internet with a typewriter. The Register offers the clearest definition. Big data is any data that doesn't fit well into tables and that generally responds poorly to manipulation by structured query language. Traditional databases contain many rows and few columns. Big data flips this. It's wide rather than long, messy rather than orderly. Big data is already transforming industries. The 2012 Obama campaign raised over $1 billion through analytics identifying potential donors. UPS optimizes delivery routes through sensor data, saving millions in fuel costs. But big data won't fix broken cultures or compensate for incompetent management. When Netflix made the ill-conceived Quickster decision in 2011, big data accelerated their downfall. Customer outrage spread through social media, costing them 800,000 customers and half their market value. The tools are powerful, but not omniscient. Big data accomplishes three things: understanding the past, comprehending the present, and predicting the future. While it can't change history, it dramatically reduces uncertainty in forecasting. Statistical techniques remain foundational. Regression analysis reveals relationships across massive datasets. A/B testing compares variations against controls. Capital One runs thousands annually to optimize offers, generating empirical data that removes subjective opinions from decisions. Data visualization has evolved into heat maps using color intensity to reveal invisible patterns, while time series analysis helps retailers distinguish seasonal spikes from actual business changes. Modern technology has elevated automation dramatically. Machine learning discovers patterns without explicit programming. Twitter, Google, and Facebook use it to filter comments and detect fraud. Sensors expand data capture exponentially. A Boeing jet engine produces 10 terabytes every 30 minutes, meaning a four-engine jumbo generates 640 terabytes crossing the Atlantic. Natural language processing transforms unstructured text into meaningful information. In healthcare, it deciphers doctor's notes, unlocking the 80% of clinical documentation existing as text blobs. Some applications achieve 90% accuracy, identifying diseases from text before lab testing. Predictive analytics represents the holy grail, forecasting probabilities by combining variables into models that improve as data accumulates. Google predicts flu outbreaks through search patterns. Amazon and Netflix use collaborative filtering, analyzing millions of behaviors for accurate recommendations. Traditional databases can't handle big data's volume, variety, and velocity. Hadoop, the de facto big data platform, distributes and processes vast data across multiple servers. Yahoo, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter use it for handling diverse data types, horizontal scaling, and fault tolerance. Hadoop's foundation is MapReduce, which breaks problems into manageable subproblems, distributes them to processing nodes, and re-aggregates results. Limitations include no real-time information, required programming expertise, and potential security risks. NoSQL databases offer four alternatives: key-value stores, column family stores, document databases, and graph databases. Organizations often use both SQL and NoSQL concurrently. Columnar databases access only needed columns rather than examining every field, offering 7 to 8 times better compression and vastly superior analytical performance. Cloud-based services let organizations experiment before major commitments, processing trillions of records quickly. Kaggle matches data-rich organizations with over 40,000 data scientists worldwide through crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, and gamification. Before diving in, address critical prerequisites. If your organization views data as a problem rather than an asset, big data won't deliver value. Remember, big data tools don't fix bad data. They simply generate inaccurate insights faster. Garbage in, garbage out applies universally. Start small and build organically. Focus on quick wins. Gather unstructured customer data or optimize website design based on user behavior. Target inefficient business functions, where early successes build momentum and demonstrate value. Organizations need genuine data scientists, not repurposed analysts. Invest in training existing employees or aggressively recruit scarce talent. Since qualified candidates won't remain available long, act quickly or consider alternatives like consulting firms or crowdsourcing platforms. Unlike mission-critical systems, big data currently functions as an experimental space. Encourage employees to explore new data sources and push boundaries. Like real scientists, data scientists don't follow rigid routines. They swim in data, making unexpected discoveries. Big data often reveals counterintuitive insights. Walmart discovered through data mining that pre-hurricane shoppers bought strawberry Pop-Tarts, 7 times normal sales, and beer, the top-selling item, alongside flashlights. To maximize big data's value, remain open to surprising findings that challenge conventional thinking. Big data's vast potential comes with significant ethical questions. As Melvin Kranzberg noted, technology is neither good nor bad, nor is it neutral. Transformative technologies force us to reconsider established principles. Privacy represents the elephant in the room. Google exemplifies this with multiple violations, from Street View secretly collecting Wi-Fi data to bypassing Safari privacy settings, resulting in a record $22.5 million FTC fine. Beyond privacy, big data poses major security challenges. Massive repositories at companies like Apple, 400 million customer credit cards, and Amazon represent prime targets. Zappos notified 24 million customers after a breach. LinkedIn suffered theft of 8 million credentials, triggering a $5 million lawsuit. Big data also threatens knowledge workers, much as automation eliminated typists and travel agents. Organizations should expect resistance from employees who believe their judgment trumps data-driven insights. Malbusin's research reveals a counterintuitive tendency. As problems grow more complex, professionals often rely less on quantitative analysis and more on judgment, precisely when data-driven approaches might be most valuable. Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart observed that ethics is knowing the difference between what you have a right to do and what is right to do. While big data offers tremendous potential, it simultaneously amplifies existing ethical issues while introducing new concerns we're only beginning to grapple with. We're living through what computer scientist Joe Hellerstein calls the industrial revolution of data. As connectivity expands, particularly through affordable smartphones in developing nations, humanity will produce exponentially more data. The real growth will come from the Internet of Things, where devices gather information without human input. Smart refrigerators now track diets, send recipes to ovens, and monitor grocery inventory. Boston's Mayor Menino launched Street Bump as part of his new urban mechanics approach, recognizing that government must innovate to survive. We're experiencing a permanent data deluge driven by mobility, the social web, and IT consumerization. Rather than resist this inevitability, embrace it. Big data isn't an elixir for all problems, but it's part of the solution. As Nate Silver notes, statisticians never bat 1,000, and unknown unknowns always exist. Organizations that refuse to integrate data into decision-making will fall behind. This revolution isn't coming. It's already here. Start small, stay curious, and remain open to insights that challenge your assumptions.